Betrayal by Karin Alftagen. Read by Sophie Ward. I don't know. Three words, each by itself or in some other context, completely harmless, utterly without intrinsic gravity. Merely a statement that he was not sure and therefore chose not to reply. I don't know. Three words. As an answer to the question she had just asked, it was a threat to her entire existence, a sudden chasm that opened in the newly polished parquet living room floor. She hadn't actually asked the question. She had only spoken the words to make him understand how worried she was. If she asked the question about the unthinkable, then things could only be better afterwards, a shared turning point. The past year had been an eternal struggle, and her question was a way of talking about the fact that she couldn't cope with being strong any longer, couldn't carry the whole burden by herself. She needed his help. He had given the wrong answer. Used three words that she had never perceived as an option. Do you mean that you're actually questioning our future together? I don't know. There was no follow-up question. His reply eradicated in one single instant all the words she had ever learnt. Her brain was forced to do a 180 and re-evaluate everything it had previously known to be beyond all doubt. The idea that the two of them might not share the future together was not part of her belief system. Axel, the house, becoming grandma and grandpa together someday. What words could she possibly find to lead them?